Chapter 5. The White Flag. I decided that it was safe to go back to the log house. On the way, I saw a large white rock among some bushes near the beach. Was it the white rock where Ben Gunn's boat was hidden? I kept walking and reached the log house at last. I climbed over the high fence and called out to Dr. Livesey. He came to meet me.
Jim, he cried. Thank goodness you're back. I'm so pleased to see you. We heard a scream and we thought the pirates had killed you.
Dr. Livesey took me into the log house where the others greeted me warmly.
You're alive, cried Squire Trelawney. Thank goodness for that. Good to have you back with us, young Jim, said Captain Smollett.
I looked around the house. Everything was made of rough logs, the walls, the roof, and the floor. A cold wind blew sand through the gaps in the walls, and soon we had sand in our hair, mouths, and eyes. There was even sand in our kettle. There was a fireplace with a square hole in the roof for a chimney, so we lit a fire. Captain Smollett gave everyone a job to do. Two men went to collect wood for the fire, Dr. Livesey was to be our cook, and the rest of us guarded the log house. I was on guard at the door when Dr. Livesey came out for some fresh air. While we were alone, I told him about my earlier adventures on the island. I wanted to explore the island, so I climbed into one of the boats and hid under a sail. When we reached the shore, I jumped out and ran. No one saw me, so I kept going until I found myself in the woods, I told him. Then I heard Silver talking to one of the men. I hid in the trees to listen to what he was saying. I heard the man saying he wanted to be on our side. This made Silver so angry that he killed the man. Dr. Livesey frowned. I ran away, I went on. Then I saw a man on the hillside. He was hiding among the trees. I thought he was one of the pirates. I had my gun, so I went towards him. I was shocked when we met. His skin was burned almost black by the sun, and his clothes were rags. His name is Ben Gunn. He told me he used to be a pirate, but he had an argument with his captain. He was left all alone on the island. He's been here for 3 years. He eats what he can find, berries and fish, but he dreams of cheese. He promised to help us if we will take him back to England on the Hispaniola.
I'm glad he is on our side, Dr. Livesey replied, with a smile. But he may be a little mad if he has been on the island for 3 years without any human company. Did you say he liked cheese?
Yes, sir, I replied.
I have a piece in my pocket. I will keep it for Ben Gunn, laughed the doctor.
After dinner that evening, Captain Smollett spoke to us all.
We don't have much food. We must defeat the pirates and take back our ship soon, he said.
We discussed what we should do. Then finally Dr. Livesey said that I should go to bed. I was very tired, and I slept well that night. In the morning, I was woken by Captain Smollett's surprised voice.
Long John Silver's coming, and he's carrying a white flag, he shouted.
I jumped out of bed and ran to the fence outside. I could see Silver through one of the gaps between the logs.
Back inside, men! Cried the captain. It may be a trick!
From behind the high wooden fence, Silver called out to the captain.
I want to make peace, he cried.
Silver threw his crutch over the fence and climbed after it. He limped towards Captain Smollett, who was standing blocking the doorway.
Won't you let me into the house? He asked. I want to talk to you, and it's a cold morning.
Captain Smollett refused, so Silver sat down on the sand by the door.
What a pretty house, he said. And there's Jim. Good morning, Jim. What a happy family you must be.
If you have something to say, say it now, said the captain coldly.
He was not in the mood for playing games.
Very well, said Silver. We want that treasure. We know you have a map to show where it's buried. If you give me the map, we will spare your lives. Then I will give you a choice. You can come back to England with us on the Hispaniola, or you can stay here.
I'll send another ship to fetch you, if you choose to stay.
Captain Smollett stood up.
Is that all you have to say?
He cried. His voice was angry.
Now you listen to me, Silver. You are in no position to be giving me orders. One, you can't find the treasure without the map. Two, you can't sail the ship. Three, if you fight us, you will lose. Now, I will give you a choice. Give yourselves up, and I will take you back to England for a fair trial. Or you can fight us, and we will win. Now go away, and leave us in peace.
Silver wasn't expecting this answer. He was angry.
Help me over the fence, then, he cried. I will not, replied the captain.
Silver glared at him.
Your log house will soon be a pile of sticks, and you'll all be dead, he cried.
Silver threw his crutch back over the fence in anger. Captain Smollett watched as he struggled over the fence and landed with a thud on the other side. He listened as Silver picked up his crutch and rapidly limped away through the trees. When the captain was sure Silver had gone, he turned round and was surprised to find a small crowd behind him. All the guards had left their places to listen. Captain Smollett was angry and sent them all back to their places. Then he said,
You heard what I said to Silver. He will soon be back with his men, so we must be ready for them.
Then he went to check the guns and the knives. The sun was shining now, so we took off our coats and rolled up our sleeves. We waited for Silver and his men to return with our weapons in our hands. I felt my heart pounding in my chest. It was a mixture of excitement and terrible fear that had set it pumping blood through my body fast enough for me to fight or run. Suddenly, we heard a shot. One of our men had fired his gun. Then the pirates attacked. They fired shot after shot at the log house from every side. Then there was silence. A group of pirates ran out of the woods and climbed over the fence. We fought fiercely in the log house and outside it. I was nearly killed when one of the pirates lifted his long knife above his head. I leaped out of the way, but my foot slipped in the soft sand and I rolled to the bottom of the hill. In the end, six pirates and three of our men were killed. My hand was cut, so Dr. Livesey bandaged it for me. But that was nothing. Captain Smollett was badly hurt. He had a broken shoulder and a cut leg. Luckily, the pirates did not come back, so we rested. Squire Trelawney and I cooked some meat for dinner, while the doctor looked after the injured men. After dinner, Dr. Livesey and the squire sat down next to Captain Smollett. He was lying on a rough wooden bed with his leg in a bandage. The three men talked for a long time. I tried to listen to what they were saying, but I only heard the words Ben Gunn and wants to see one of us. After some time, Dr. Livesey picked up his gun and his knife. Carefully, he folded the treasure map and put it in his pocket. He took a handkerchief for a white flag. He climbed over the fence and disappeared among the trees. I knew he was going to see Ben Gunn.